Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Abundance Podcast. You'll hear that the acoustics sound a little different if you've been following the podcast for a while. Recent events have caused me to be creative, but however, we are staying safe, we are staying healthy, and I definitely urge you guys to continue to do that as well. Get creative, life doesn't have to stop just because, you know, we're taking the best measures we can. But, you know, there is opportunity. And thankfully, you know, we have a lot of resources at hand to kind of make things work. So, I am your host. My name is Allison. And if this is your first time listening to the Abundance Podcast, there's two sides to it. The first side is we explore just that financial abundance, how to create that, how to maintain that, how to enjoy that. Then the other side of abundance that we dive into is that lifestyle of abundance. It's that mindset. It's that living everyday life abundantly and finding the different creative ways to do that that bring joy for you. And so to help me out with this side of it, I've been bringing on a lot of different unique businesses, a lot of unique people to come on here and talk about all the different ways that they are creating abundance in their life and for the lives of other people. So I'm super, super excited for you guys to be a part of this project and this journey with me. Today, we have an awesome and amazing business owner that you guys are going to hear from, and I can't wait for you guys to meet her. So stick around and enjoy the Abundance Podcast. Alrighty guys, today's guest's name is Kate. She does a lot of awesome work in her business and she is local to me here in Virginia. So in Hampton Roads actually. So I'm super, super excited to have Kate on today to talk about abundance and I'm super excited for you guys to meet her. So Kate, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited about this.
I'm super excited too. So Kate, So everybody's kind of curious and wondering, what is your business about? What is it that you do?
Yeah, so I actually specialize in boudoir and human empowerment. So what that means is, you know, like the Victoria's Secret-esque images, those are the images that I create. And it's not so much about the pictures that people come to me for, it's the experience behind it. And this is such a huge step in a self-love journey for all my clients. And it's really such a powerful thing being able to take back your power. So I'm super happy to be able to do this. And I love what I do. It's amazing.
I love that. That is super, super awesome. How did you get into doing boudoir photography?
So that's actually a really funny story because I kind of started off doing everything. And I quickly realized that I don't like other people's children and I don't like other people's pets. So that kind of takes out like family photography. So I kind of had it narrowed down to girls and boudoir. And at that time, I had only done one or two boudoir sessions. And if you knew me prior to this, like I was like the biggest prude. I didn't want to see you naked. I don't want you to see me naked. So this was like such a weird turn of events when I finally decided to just go all in for boudoir. And that's pretty much how it kind of fell into my lap. Like it's just like my soul knew, like it's like love at first sight. It just felt right.
I love how you described that. It just felt right and your soul knew and it was love at first sight. I mean, that is super, super important, I think, for people to consider because a lot of people, especially now with the times, a lot of people are looking at things that they can maybe do from home or businesses they can start. And I love how you touched on that love at first sight kind of feel.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not a good worker if I'm not doing something that I enjoy. And this is the first time in my life that I actually, you know, I wake up every day and I love what I do. There's not been a day where I'm just like, I think I'm done. Like, this is it. And it's even more incredible that this is something that I'm not only, I think I'm pretty good at. It's something that I'm super passionate about. And it's something that I'm able to live a very good life off of.
I love that. And that is so huge because I think we all could relate to where we've just had these jobs or we've had these careers where when we woke up to go, we just felt this sense of dread.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, that was absolutely me. Like, I'm telling you, I was the worst worker in every uniforms or whatever I had to. And I'd sit in my car in the parking lot and be like, do I really have to go in right now? Because I don't want to.
Yep, I have been there too. That man. So, Kate, how would you say that your business brings abundance to your clients and to different people?
So I think the main thing is that I'm happy with what I do and I love doing it because people can really pick that up whether you're an empath or not. When you're not confident in something or when you like don't want to be there, people can pick that up. And when people are uncomfortable around you, they're not apt to spend more money with you. And like I said before with you earlier, I'm a luxury business, so my prices reflect that. And I really need people to trust me. And with that, like it just really helps that this is something that, I'm super passionate about and I know a good amount about, but I'm always extending like my education on it just because I not only want to create an amazing experience for these clients, but I also want it to be able to. Like my price is back it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So with that, I'm able to really create not only experiences for my clients that are worth it, but experiences for me and to like make everything around it better. I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly, but
I love that, but what I'm starting to kind of hear is that it goes beyond just like the photography, but kind of thing.
yeah, absolutely. This really isn't about taking a picture. Like, yeah, it's definitely a perk because hello, who would not want like these fire pictures of themselves? But it's really the opportunity to allow yourself to be completely vulnerable and especially with a stranger, and really legitimately bear it all, and then come out on the other side and see like what happens when you push yourself outside of your comfort zone.
And that is huge because a lot of times, we hear that growth is found when we leave our comfort zone. When we do some of the more uncomfortable things, that's when we truly grow into, and develop a whole new identity where fear and anxiety no longer hold us back.
Absolutely. I'm constantly in a state of anxiousness, so I'm just going to take that as a good thing that I'm always pushing myself out of my comfort zone.
And so definitely sounds like you are, which is awesome. And it also, allows your business to kind of go, much farther because were you always comfortable like doing boudoir photography, especially in
Oh
the
God, no. I was
beginning?
petrified of it. I like all my thoughts were, am I okay doing this? Like, am I the person to be able to deliver these sort of things? Like, am I good enough for this? And just kind of limiting beliefs and like really putting myself in a box. And then just one day I was like, I am good enough and this is exactly what I want to do. So why don't I just have like the confidence to back it? Like I'm gonna have to work on that. And that realization was, I mean, it sounds so simple to just, have confidence in yourself, but it's such a huge thing when it's something that, especially that something that your family is relying on to have clothes on their back, food on the table, a roof over their head. And it's just believing like I am good enough and like having those positive affirmations said to myself daily, like it's changed everything and how I go about my business.
That is awesome. And the one thing that sticks out to me is how you said that you use affirmations because that has come up a lot too lately is affirmations.
Absolutely.
How do you like to use them?
So I'm a person who can fall off the bandwagon very easily. Because I just get bored doing the same thing all the time. So right now I think I have a list of like 10 positive affirmations that I actually wrote with dry erase marker on my mirror. So I say them every single morning when I'm brushing my teeth. Like, I cannot miss it. I can't avoid it. Like, it's right there in my face. And it's slowly but surely, like, helping me regain that confidence again in something that's even bigger, because my goals have substantially changed since the beginning of my business to now and, like, where I want to go.
That is awesome, too, that your goals have just kind of changed with your vision and with your business, too. Does that also, you know, kind of lend into the different events that you go to help boost your business?
So I'm kind of a hermit, but it's the big thing for me is I want to try and impact and help change as many people's lives as possible. So even if I don't personally go to events that are local to me, I try to create some, which leads to, like, you know, studio events. I try to have people from my Facebook community come meet me in person, come see the studio in person, and really put, like, faces to names that you see on Facebook. Because you know how it is. Like, when you see someone on Facebook and, like, you know them online, but then you see them in real life and it's completely different. I really want to break that barrier and bring what I have online to the material world. And that's really a big thing on why I started doing my runway show, because that's the physical embodiment of my brand. And it's something that I think is super important to create community around, you know, body positivity and self-love. And it's just wildly out of my comfort zone. If you remember, like, I am a hermit. I put on what I like to call my princess face. It's all, people think, like, oh, you're so confident. And I'm like, ooh, it's all a ruse. Like, you have no idea.
Man, I love that too, because it's like I get that a lot too. Like, I'm a natural introvert as well, so I could definitely relate to you there on that front. And just kind of thinking back, you know, a lot of times people who are in these type of people-centric businesses that we're in, it seems like they're all come back to being, you know, we're all naturally introverted, but we've built up over time by pushing ourselves to those uncomfortable places and growing ourselves, that we're able to control ourselves, control our internal kind of, I guess, being. That way we can be our best selves and show up as our best selves and do the best for our clients. And that's just always, like, so neat.
Yes.
So what are some ways, like, when you think of abundance, when you hear that word abundance, what do you think? What comes to your mind?
Money. All the money. Like, abundance for me is definitely financial. Like, that is my first instinct, is just cash, money, cash. All of it.
That is awesome. What is has that ever, like, played a role in your money mindset? Do you feel like you've ever had to really spend time to really grow and develop that?
Oh my god, yeah. And so I grew up in a poor household and, like, was beaten with the belief that, you know, you have to work hard for your money. You have to go to college and graduate and get a master's, and then you'll have it. If you don't do that, well, then you're shit out of luck. And it's just, like, I've had to overcome so much internal and external to even dream of getting to the point where I'm actually physically at right now. Like, if you talked to me 2 years ago, I would have laughed in your face if you told me that I was making what I make now, doing what I do, because I never would have thought that being a photographer and getting people naked would make me six figures. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, unheard of, but that's just an example of a limiting belief and trying to stick things in boxes. And it's just been, like, I'm still have my own challenges with getting myself out of that mindset, because I still feel like the you have to work hard to make money, that has been a really, really difficult one. And I think that's not just like from my family, but it's also kind of like a societal point of view that's really hard to break. But yeah, it's been a challenging experience, but one that I definitely would not have changed any step of.
I love how you say that too, that like society kind of puts that pressure as well.
Yeah.
Because we see it everywhere, you know, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in a career and you're trying to advance or promote, you know, we see it all the time that it's kind of promoted that you have to be working those 18, 20 hour days.
And it's like, why? Why do we have to do that? Like, what happened to
exactly
work smarter, not harder? That's what I'm trying to do.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I always love to talk to people about is, you know, looking at A, your money mindset, but B, how you're really creating that money in your life. Is it through something where you have to trade that time and effort for money, or is it something where, you know, your money can begin to work hard for you?
Yes. Oh my God, I love that.
It is so, so amazing. So Kate, as a business owner, you know, how has your money mindset played a role in how you price your services?
Oh God. Okay. So I found very, very, very quickly that your price is the first, it's like the first impression to people who don't know you, who are looking to possibly book with you. And it also dictates the respect level that you get. So when I first started, when I was a quote unquote generalist photographer, so I was shooting everything, I was priced at like $85 for 10 images in 30 minutes. And I, of course, always went over the time. I always like oversent galleries. And, you know, it just wasn't like I was working so hard for literally chump change. And I found at the end of that year, like that tax year, I only made $4,000. Now at the time I was like, that's not bad. Cause you know, I was just like, all I was doing was taking a picture. And once I started to really like look into those numbers, I was like, oh, okay, hold up, Kate, like this, if you want to live the life of luxury that you want to live, shit needs to change. And so that really made me dive into something that was really, really uncomfortable for me, because, you know, growing up, money was a very sensitive topic. It's why my parents got divorced. Like, they were just not good with handling their money, and like so many problems happened around it. And it's just like my mindset around it was money equals bad. So I've had to overcome those obstacles. And let me tell you, every time I raise my prices, like, a bitch is sweating all the time. And even to this day, like, I'm priced pretty well, but even if I raise it just like $100, I'm sweating bullets. Like, it's so uncomfortable to me, but that's just something that's like, it's just proof that I'm working on it. And anyway, so that year I went from making $4,000 a year. And the year after that, I jumped up to almost $70,000. So I found that the more that I respect myself with my pricing, the more that I find that the clients respect me. Because when I was only charging less than $100, like, these people didn't show up. They didn't show up on time. They didn't listen to wardrobe, you know, advice that I gave them to make sure that their images actually looked good. And the second that I raised my prices, guess what? Everyone was listening to me. Everyone was early. Everyone was respecting my time, and it was just like night and day. It was insane.
Right. That is huge too. And I love how you said it's like night and day, and how you kind of related it back to, you know, your life growing up and how you've had to work on what you were modeled about mm-hmm. money, what you saw about money, and then kind of what your goals and visions were, and how important it is to kind of price your worth and the type of market, the type of people who you want to be in your circle and your business. It all just kind of relates and ties together, which is
yeah,
so cool.
Absolutely. And I think that's like another reason why, you know, the top brands, like the reason that people treat those like a bag, you know, the designer top label bags, like people treat those bags very well. Whereas if you just go to Target, like you're tossing that purse around, like you don't give a shit about it. It's the same thing. Like that's just a very, very basic metaphor to explain that. Like you're going to treat something better if you spend $1,000 on it versus if you spent $15.
Right, exactly. You're going to kind of value it a little differently. And then at the same time, too, like there are people out there who kind of understand value and money and how they tie together, and just, you know, how, and like kind of a sense, it kind of helps people, you know, attract other people who have that mindset to you, that same money mindset as you do, where, you know, it's fine if I let this money go because it will come back to me and I will create that again.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's so huge too, because, you know, you want to have that circle of positive influence always around you, which is just, it's awesome and incredible to build that and have.
Yeah, it's people, I think the biggest thing that people don't understand is that money is energy and energy is always flowing, and there has to be a balance of giving and receiving. So if you're giving too much, you're out of balance and you're not going to receive the abundance that you're wanting. But if you're squirreling everything away and not giving anything, like you're not going to get anything anymore either. So it's really just a beautiful balance of the give and take, and just realizing that money is a tool. There's no good or bad about it. It's really just being in balance with it and realizing that this isn't something that you have to be scared of. It's something that you just need to understand.
I love that. You just need to understand it. You don't have to work hard for it. You don't have to try and know the ins and outs. You just need to understand it and just make it work for you and your life and your purpose, which is
yeah,
huge.
Something that I heard from a different podcast that I listened to is she goes on what she calls money dates. So she lights candles of wine, and she goes through her bank account every single night and sees like what's going in, what's going out. She thanks every single check that she gets. Like, it's legitimately like the most absurd thing that I've ever heard, but I the more that I was listening to it, I'm like, you know, that actually makes sense. And it's really just like treating money like you would a relationship. You know, you wouldn't hide this person from other people, or you wouldn't just kind of you know, bring them out in public and then shoo them away. You know what I mean? Like, there's, you have to respect it, you have to treat it well, and you also have to understand that it's like its own entity, and it can work for you, but it can also work against you. It's just really finding that balance to be in harmony with it.
I love that, being in harmony with it, having that balance. Those are all just really good words to kind of help describe and talk about what that looks like and what that is. So given kind of like the times that we're in right now and all those kinds of things, what are some, I guess, tools or things that you're putting in place to kind of help you sustain and maintain that positive forward-thinking attitude?
So it's exactly that. Like, I'm really protecting my peace at a time like this, because everyone is getting fucked by like all the negative, you know, points of views and like all the fear and the panic. And I'm just really trying to focus on what I personally can control versus what is outside forces that I cannot in any way control what is happening. And that's really hard for me, especially as a Capricorn, because I'm a control freak. So this is actually a huge step for me, which again makes me uncomfortable, but I'm pushing myself out of my comfort zone. And I'm really just trying to focus on making sure that I'm doing things that are not only out like in my work, but outside of my work, that make me happy, that serve as a healthy distraction, and only really to what government officials say and like what the CDC or the WHO say, and just kind of ignoring everything else. Like, I'm being very distant from social media at this point, just because you never know like what's true and what's not. And I would rather avoid all of that, because I very easily spiral into things, and it just wouldn't help anyone if I did that, especially with my family. Like, I'm supposed to help take care of them, and if I'm panicking, then everyone else is panicking, and it's just, I'm just trying to avoid the whole thing. So I know that this is like a big deal that's happening, but at this point, like, it's out of my control. I'm doing what I have to do to try and negate the effects towards my community, but it's really just, you got to try and stay positive and find the silver lining in things and control what you can and let go what you can't.
Exactly. That is like a huge thing that, you know, a lot of people, they need to realize, because you can control what you're viewing. You can control the type of news you're surrounded mm-hmm. by during these times. You can control all of that and kind of create your own peace, even during times where there's a lot of turmoil, which is
yeah,
huge.
Absolutely. And like, something that, you know, I've noticed is they're really complaining a lot about being stuck inside or stuck with their kids. And it's something that, yeah, I'm a little nervous, like being in the house with my children and my husband, strictly because I'm a person who likes her space, and my family they love me, which is awesome. But then, you know what I mean? Like, it's just something that it's a new adjustment period. And I found that, you know, you can tell who has a positive mindset about something and who doesn't. And I'm just trying to fill my circle with as much positivity as I can. So I'm actually redoing a lot of things in my house. I'm decorating, I'm creating a curriculum for my children so that their schedules kind of stay a little more normal, even if we're creating a new normal with the times now. We're going to be starting a vegetable garden. We're going to be doing yard work. Like, it's really just finding the silver lining in everything. Like I said, like, it's finding what you can control and see, like, just making the best of everything that is in your grasp.
I love that. That is such a huge, huge thing to keep in mind and keep forefront and keep important mm-hmm. as well. Well, Kate, it was awesome to hear your take on abundance and hear about your business. What are some ways that people can stay connected to you or follow you, or even check out your business?
Yeah, so definitely follow me on Instagram. My handle is at Envy Boudoir, so ENVYBOUDOIR. Or I do think that I actually have a link in my description or my bio that leads to Facebook community for female and female identifying humans. So I would love to have all the beautiful souls in there. And that's really where you can really get to know me. And I'm much more active in the group, but definitely my work is on Instagram, or you can head to my website at www.envyboudoirphotography.com.
Awesome. Make sure you guys follow her. Make sure you guys check out the Facebook group. Side note, I am also in the Facebook group, and it is an amazing community. You. Like, it goes way yes. beyond the group. So you guys, you do have amazing. To be part of that. Awesome. Okay, it was amazing to have you on the podcast today. Guys, we're also going to have another episode with Kate come out as well. We have a whole other topic that we haven't even touched on today. And I know that you guys like loved this one. So definitely keep your eyes out for that next episode. You guys are going to love it, because what we have in store for the next one.
Yes,
it's amazing.
So excited. Like, thank you so much. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Absolutely. And we are so grateful to have you on to hear your thoughts on abundance and to share your business and all these different things that you're doing. So I can't wait for
yes.
to get part two.
Coming to be continued.
That's right. Well, you guys stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned, because we have more exciting episodes coming on the Abundance Podcast. Thank you guys, and take care.